which is the true man, which is the chulin. Now you hold, even though it's not nika b'shas hafrosha, but since later on, tomorrow, when you separate the wine and take out 1/50 for truma, then it's chal truma, it's huvra davla mafreya, that's also good. About koponim, moida, why aren't you moida to us that shema yiboka hainoit? Why aren't you afraid that maybe at tonight, like before you make that frasha, the barrel of wine will break? V'nimsa shayshat tvala mafreya. And then it comes out that the wine the person drank yesterday was achshash tevel. You also drank maybe truma? Because since you never made a meister biruleda, what you drank before was biyisr. And tigmaro or malahen, and this Rami answers back to Chom, you should know, likeshe yiboka. He said, I'm not afraid maybe you'll break. Enoch nami. If it breaks, you thought it's true, if it never makes a meister frosha later, taki was also what he drank. But I'm not choshes. Watch out, I'm on the barrel's going to break. Minastam, it's not going to break. And minastam, I'm going to be mafresh tomorrow the truma. So it will be chal al the din breira tomorrow when I separate the wine, that was the truma all along. And the wine you drank yesterday was mutter, was chulin. So that's from Meyashita that it's mutter. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Mishnah and the Flamid Ches again. Let's start over there. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer. Yom Tev HaSomach L'Shabbos. You have a Yom Tov that's next to Shabbos. That means either Beimil of Neho, hey, Friday was Yom Tov and Shabbos, or else Beimil Achreo, you had a Shabbos, and then you had a Yom Tov Friday afterwards. Is the Alocha Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Yeruvim. As Rabbi Eliezer Shittari is, they have two different Kedushas, and you have to make two different Erevs, one for Shabbos and one for Yom Tov. The Oymer, and a person says, Eruve Berishon Lemizrach. Let's say Friday is Yom Tov. So Thursday night, Thursday puts down the Erev and says for Friday for Yom Tov, I want it to be on the Mizrach side. Over Sheni Lamar, on Shabbos, then Friday he comes back and puts the Erev down again. He makes a second Erev for Shabbos. Shabbos he wants to be able to walk up Haimama to the Marav side. Or else Fakir, Berishon Lamarav. The first day he wants to go to Marav. That means he's living in the middle, and he puts his Erev down up Haimama out of his place, either from his house or from the city, Alpayim Amorat, he puts the Erev down here, so he can walk from here another Alpayim Amor. Over Sheni Lemizrach, the opposite, the second day, he could say he wants to go Alpayim Amor Lemizrach. Or else, Eruv Eberishan, the first day, Taka Eruv Kibichal, he can make an Eruv Eberishan, Over Sheni Kibneiri, he could say the second day, B'chal, I don't want any Eruv Kibichal. The second day, the din is Amamish Kibneiri. Or else, Eruv Bisheni, he could say, just punk the second day he wants the Erev to be Chal, over Rishon Kibnei Iri. And the first day, I don't want any Erev to be Chal. That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. In other words, Yom Tov and Shabbos are called two different Kedushas. And you could say, each day has its own din Erev, Eruv Bitchumim. You can make the first day whichever way you want, and the second day whichever way you want. The Chom say no. Oy Ma'arib L'Ruach Achas, Oy Einim Ma'arib Kolikrim. The Chum hold, the kids will see, they hold Yom Tov and Shabbos is called like one long day, like one Kedusha. So either you make one Erev for both days, or else you can't make anything. So that's Lashon, Oy Ma'arav L'Ruach Achas, either you make an Erev for one side, for both days, or Yein Ma'arav Kolik, or else there's no Erev at all. Oy Ma'arav L'Shnei Yomim, of course the exact same thing, or else make the Erev should be Chal for 2 days, or Yein Ma'arav Kolik, or else you can't make an Erev for each day. In other words, you can't make an error for one day and not for both days, because they hold Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's considered like one long Kedusha. It's like one long day. Therefore, you have to have the Erev for the whole Yom Tov, for the whole Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kate said, what's the case? Now, Lechur, or let's see Rashi. Rashi, Marav Odom Shnei Yeruvin. Im Hoyut Sorech Yom Rishon Lelech Lekan. On the first day, Friday, you have to go to Mizrach. You can make one Erev for Erev Yom Tov to go one way, and then for Shabbos you can make another Erev the other way. He holds Shabbos and Yom Tov is not called like one Yom Arich is called. Elish Tei Kedushis. The din is it has a din like two Kedushis. Ulechol Chad Yom Islei Chodesh Shvisa. Each day Shabbos and Yom Tov has its own din to it. Ulechol Chad Mitnele Shvisa Liezer Tzad Shiyutza. Each day has its own Kedusha, whichever Tzad you want to. Ulechol Chad Mitnele Shvisa Liezer Tzad Shiyutza. Each day has its own Kedusha, whichever Tzad you want to. Ulechol Chad Mitnele Shvisa Liezer Tzad Shiyutza. Benesh Moshe is kind of for the first day, and it's not kind of for the second one. The kids said two different days. Who are then Erev Barishon of a Shenik of Neiri? Klima. V'yem lo yhoi yroi tzelelech elo b'yechod min hatzodim b'yem rishon. Only the first day he wanted to go one way, an extra payim amam. Uvisheni, the second day, with the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, ein tzorech lozes mitchumai. He doesn't have to go out of his own house, his own tchum around his house. Is loy lekam, loy lekam. He doesn't have to go anything special, mizrach amaruv. V'yein a roi tzelahas. He doesn't want to lose out anything. Loy alpayim shot tchum mikan, loy alpayim shot tchum mikan. Is yarev erev echod. He can make just like a one erev. Litzad shu roi tzelelech boi v'yem rishon. Go there the first day. The Yomer, and he says, Eruv izeh yikneli l'sarach mocher. This Erev should be kind of for me l'sarach mocher. Uvesheni, the second day, hareini ki b'nei iri. I'm like my b'nei iri. Shaloi irivu, I didn't make any Erev. Oi im ha yitzarach lelech b'sheni v'loi b'rishin. Yomer Erev zeh yikneli b'nei shmosh yishol mocher. Uvesheni ayu ki b'nei iri. The kids say Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different kedushas. You can make an Erev for Shabbos and not for Yom Tov, for Yom Tov and not for Shabbos. Rechom say no. Oy marav l'ruach achas l'tzarech shnei yomim. If you make one error for one side for both days, oy ein marav kolikur. Afilu l'tzad echod liyos biyechod min hayomim kibnei iroi. You can't make it. Oy ein marav kolikur. Afilu l'tzad echod. You can't do it for one side just one day. It's either the whole day or nothing. Oy marav lebeis yomim. Ugmar parach chayin l'ruach achas. That's the same svara for one side means that for both days it has to have one error. Because see, whole Shabbos and Yom Tov is like one long day. Like we'll see, just like on one Shabbos, you can't say on the Shabbos, I want the first few hours my Erev Tibichal on Mizrach, and the next few hours Tibichal on Marav. That you can't do. It's either one the whole time or nothing. So that's Chacham Shita. Shabbos and Yom Tov is called one Kedusha. So the Mishnah now, Kate said Yasa. What's the case where you can make an Erev? Before this, going back to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to have two different Erevs. One for Shabbos, one for Yom Tov. How do you do it? Ketzad Yasem is Malichai Berishon. You put it there, let's say Rishon here means Friday, which is Yom Tov. You have Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. So he goes there, Malichai Berishon means Thursday afternoon. He walks outside the Trum, Umach Shecholov. He waits there until it comes Thursday night till Yom Tov comes. So it's Chal the Erev for Friday, because Ben Hashemosh is Thursday night. He was outside in the field there. The night line, and he takes it away. Ubo loy basheni. He takes it back because once the Erev is Chal Ben Hashemoshes, it's good for the whole Yom Tov. Now, when he wants to make the second Erev for Shabbos, he has to come back again Friday afternoon. And again, Mach Shefolov, he stays there Friday night, B'Shas Teknias, B'Shas Ben Hashemoshes, V'yoisloy, and then he's allowed to eat his Erev. Ubo loy, and he comes back home. V'nimso mishtake v'lichosoy, he gained the fact he walked there. U'mishtake v'ruvoy, and he was a shtake that he could eat his Erev. Rashi says, Malicha Rashi learns HaShliach. He could send the Shliach, Barishon, Erev Yom Tov Shlofnei HaShabbos. He could send the Shliach on Thursday, which is Erev Yom Tov. Umach Shecholov Ad Shiyik Nerev. And the Shliach stays there with the Erev Thursday until it comes Ben HaShemoshes of the first day Yom Tov. That's called the Erev. V'noitloi U'boloi. So then the Shliach, when he comes back home Thursday night, he could take the Erev back with him. Why Shem Yoivet? Maybe the Erev will get lost at night there. V'shuv ain't like Erev b'sheni. Then he won't have an Erev to make for Shabbos for the second day. Kiriktoni, like we learned, Nechal Aruva b'rishon, if the Erev got eaten up the first day, which is Erev Shabbos Friday, you can't use it on Shabbos. There's no Erev there on Shabbos. So the best answer is, when you go there Thursday, wait till Thursday night till the Erev is Chal for Friday. Then take the Erev home with you. Then you want to make an Erev again for Shabbos, walk there again Friday on Yom Tov, and put the Erev down again. The fact you, or else some girls say heter, the fact you went there and put the Erev down, you chal heter for Yom Rishon, you have the heter. That you eat it. Now, what about Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos? If Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, then you don't have the eights on Shabbos to walk there with the Erev and put it down on Shabbos. Shabbos you can't carry. Is a law called Malicha Berishon. The eights are fakir, walk there the first day on Erev Shabbos. For Chayzav Ahilach Shom B'Sheni, then walk there again on Shabbos Tam Lirois to see if you're lucky Im Kaim Eruvay. If the Erev is still there, you put it down Friday to be kainer for Shabbos. Now, if you want it to be kainer also for Sunday, for the first day, for Yom Tov, you have to walk there on Shabbos to make sure the Erev is still there. After you see the Erev is Chal on Shabbos, then you could eat it then. Yeah. So the kids, this is the Chachom Shita, the what, that they're blind 2 different days, and you have to have 2 different Erevs, one for Shabbos, one for Friday, one for Yom Tov, one for Shabbos. Right, no, there's no different way, right. It's only be the same place, right. Right, it's only the same place, right. Yeah, right. Let's say the Erev was eaten up the first day. This is according to everybody. This is going to be the kasha. If you learn about the chomim that is called one long day, on Shabbos itself, if you put an Erev down at the beginning of Shabbos, even though it's eaten up in the middle of Shabbos, still it's mutter that day. Because once it's chal ben hashmosh, it's chal for the whole day. If you put the Erev down, let's say Friday, on Thursday afternoon, for Friday the first day Yom Tov, and it was eaten up on Friday, you can't use it for Shabbos. The question, why not? If you hold this called one long day, it should be good. Still the Chachamim say no. If the Erev was eaten up during the first day, the second day the Erev is not Chal. And we'll see in the Gemara ask this question, why not? Like Rebbe Lez, it's very good. Rebbe Lez, all Shabbos and Yom Tov is called 2 different Kedushas. You need 2 different Erevs. So it was eaten up after the first day, it doesn't help for the second day. But like the Chachamim, the Chur, it's called 1 Kedusha, why isn't it good? So the Gemara will ask this question. The Erev doesn't know for the second day. Like this is Rebbe Lezer's kasha to the Chachamim. The Chur you moida to me is considered 2 different Kedushas. Like why do you moida? If you put the Erev down Friday for Yom Tov and it got eaten up on Friday, on Shabbos you can't go out with this Erev. Why not? If you're telling me it's one long Kedusha, once the Erev was Chal at the beginning, it should be good for the whole long day. To me, it looks like 2 separate days. Yom Tov and Shabbos are 2 different Kedushas. So, why do you say, like, if you can't make an Erev for one way, and then the second day make another Erev for the second way? Like, there's a stira to Rachamim. Is it called one day, or is it called 2 days? Yeah. So, this we'll see in the Gemara what the teres to Rachamim is. So, the Gemara. The Chachamim say a lashon is l'ruach achas. That's for the 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you only make like an Erev for one way, l'ruach achas. So the Gemara reminds you, what does it mean l'ruach achas one way? Only for Mizrach side you can put down Erev. That means l'shnei yomim. That means for both days, the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, your one Erev has to be the same side for both days. It means Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you only walk to Mizrach side. So drash l'ruach achas tiktoni masnisin my ninu. Pshita, this pshita, t'lishnei yomim koma v'nichusam. So if pshita means the one side you want to go to Mizrach, that one side is going to be for 2 days, for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. Then the Mishnah Chum say, l'shnei yomim, that the one area you put down has to help for 2 days. Mind you, what does it mean it helps for 2 days? L'ruach achas. It means that these 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you could only go one way. There's not like Rebbe Lezer says, you could put one area for Mizrach and one area for Marav. Because Rebbe Lezer holds the mamash 2 different days. Chum say no, it's like 1 kedusha. So you put the Erev down for Mizrach side, it has to work both for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. It's for that Gemara, Hainu Kamaisa. Like, what does a Chum say a double Lashon for? Oy Marav L'ruach Achas. Oy Ein Marav Kolikr. Or else they say, Oy Marav L'shnei Yomim, L'chur 2 days, and one side is saying the exact same thing. It means to say that for both days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Erev has to be both the same side. It has to be only for Mizrach. So why does a Chum say a double Lashon here? So the Gemara Hochi Kam relay, Rabbanan the Rebbe Lezer. This is what the Rabbanan answer back to Rebbe Lezer. Iyata Moida, aren't you Moida to me? Shein Marvin Liyoim Echod, Chetziyav Litzofon, Vechetziyav Lidorin. This is what the Rabbanan answer asked Rebbe Lezer. Like you, Rebbe Lezer, aren't you Moida, let's say on Shabbos itself, just a portion of the Shabbos, you can't put down 2 Erevs, one on Mizrach side and one on Marav side, and say, the first half of Shabbos, I want my Erev, my Shvisa to be Chal on the Mizrach side. And the second half of Shabbos, I want to be Chal on the Marav side. That you can't do. Shein Marvin, L'yoyim Echot, Chetzi, L'tzofen, Chetzi, L'dorim. You can't do Tzofen and Dorim. So the same question should be, how come on Yom Tov and Shabbos, how could you put 2 different Erevs down? Omar Lehen, Rebbe Lez answered back, Aval, you're 100% right, it's true what you're saying. Or b'zoy the kasher is that shame marvel liyem echod chetz l'dorim v'chetz l'tzofen. So Chum say if you're moided to this, so the same way on one day Shabbos you can make an erev half a day for tzofen, half a day for dorim is kach. The Chum say the same din should be ein marvel l'shnei yomim. You can't make an Erev for 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yom Echad the Mizruch, one day Shabbos, you want the Erev to be Chal on Mizruch side. The Yom Echad the Marav, and then for the second day Yom Tov, any time you put a second Erev to the Marav side, but it shouldn't be Chal. That's the Chom Shita, the Chom hold, a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, one after another, is considered like one long day. It has one long Kedusha. So just like on one Shabbos, you can't divide it up half and half, who are then a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, you can't divide it up half and half. That's the Chom Taina to Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer answers back, no, there's a big difference. Hosom Kedushachas. What are you asking me from Shabbos? One day Shabbos, Shita, you can't divide it in half, because it has one Kedusha. Shabbos is one Kedusha, so the Erev is Chal, Bein HaShemosh, the beginning, or the last second of Friday, the beginning of Shabbos, that's when it's Chal. So when it's Chal once, it's Chal for the whole day. But Hochla Beis Kedushas. But here, when you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, they're called two different Kedushas. So I can make one Erev for the Mizrach side on Yom Tov, and one Erev for the Maror side on Shabbos. That's Reb Elezer Shita. Omar Lehem Reb Elezer. So Reb Elezer now tines back to Chachomim. Reb Elezer is going to bring a riot to him, Akasha on the Chachomim. Iatem moedim, aren't you moedim to me, the Chachomim? Shim Erev Baragla B'yom Rishon. Let's say B'yom Rishon, let's say Friday is Yom Tov. So you walked there Thursday night, like Ben HaShemosh, the beginning of Yom Tov, you walked outside the Tchum Baraglov. You walked there, the Baal HaBos stood there, Mamash Baraglov. Is Alocha Mara Baraglov B'yom Sheni. That you yourself are Moedich Chomim, that if on Shabbos you want the Erev to be Chal also, you have to like make a second Erev for Shabbos. You can't just use the Erev you made on Thursday night for Friday for Yom Tov, but on Friday you have to walk back there again at the Tchum to make another Erev for Shabbos. That's what you Chum also hold. And therefore you say at the end of the Mishnah that Nechal Aruva B'yom Rishon, let's say on Friday, the first day Yom Tov, the Erev was eaten up, is Allah and Yotzi Olo V'Sheni, the B'yom Sheni. Tomorrow on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use that Erev. That's what you Chum Mamoedit to me. That the second day, Vices is not called an extension of the first day, but we look at the second day as a new day by itself. And if the second day doesn't have its own Erev, you can't go out. Is Omer Loi Avo. The Chum said, yes, we're masking to you. Taka right? That's what we hold. If you put the Erev there for Friday, for Yom Tov, it does not help for Shabbos. Of Zoy, hi Layoi. Lechura, so Reb Elezer says, Lechura, you're moided to me that what? Beis Kedusha saying. Lechura, you're also moided to me that Shabbos and Yom Tov are called two different Kedushas. And that's why you say if the Erev is eaten up on Friday, you can't use it on Shabbos. Because it's a second day now, Shabbos. It needs a new Erev on Shabbos. So Lechura Chum is a stira Menei Bey. What's the Chum Shita? Have the Gemara of Rabbon and the Pshan Rabbonin is Svukei Misafkelu. The Rabbon Taka Mesupik. What's the halacha? The Mesupik. If a Shabbos and Yom Tov is called like one long day, or is it called like two different days? The Mesupik. The Meila V'Hocha L'Chumra V'Hocha L'Chumra. They go both ways L'Chumra. If you want to put two different Erevs, one for Mizrach and one for Mariv, the Mesupik. No, maybe it's considered one long day, and one long day you can't divide the day in half. Therefore, the one side you put for Mizrach has to apply for both days, Shabbos and Yom Tov. If it's eaten up the second day, if it's eaten up the first day, let it help for the second day. No, L'chumra, maybe it's considered two different Kedushas, that you have to have two different areas. So that's Shana Chomim. The Mesafkelei, what is the din of a Shabbos and a Yom Tov? Is it two Kedushas or one Kedusha? Yeah. L'chumra. Omrulay the Reb Elezer, so they told back to Reb Elezer, "Iato moida, aren't you moida? Shein ma'arvin." Oh, there's a new kashna. A little tirashi on this. Tirashi avul, tirashi emes. Kumay avul sorrow matarkim kush. It's taka true. Shim erev baraglav. So here the lashon is, if you went there baraglav with your foot. In other words, there's another type of an erev. Up until now, we're talking about erubay tchuma means you put out before Shabbos your two chalas. You're Muslim, and we say, since you have your food outside there, even though you're home, a person goes after his food, and since his food is outside in the fields, his Erev is Chal there. There's another type of a way to make an Eruv B'Tchumim. That's if you yourself walk there, even without a Challah. If Bein HaShemoshes, you yourself is outside in the fields, you're a Payimam out of the city, Bein HaShemoshes, a person Shavis is kind of where you are. So even if you don't have food there, just Boba Raglov, Hishim Erev Raglov Drashim, Shahoyalai Pas. He didn't have any bread, l'shagavai yedei shliach, to make a shliach, put it outside in the fields before Shabbos. Or the erev, to make an erev with. For holachu ba'atzmoy, but he himself walked out to the fields of Apayimama, and sat there, v'yoshav l'soif Apayimama, he sat down at the end of Apayimama, atche kiddush shalom hayoim. He waited until it came bein HaShemoshes, until it was chal the dushes of Shabbos. The locher is v'kon HaShvisom. he's kind of a shvis outside where he's sitting, where he is being ashmoshes, and once it's chal for the whole Shabbos. Then he goes back home and walks home and sleeps in his house. Of course, it's in the Alpayimama. And then tomorrow he could walk back to the Mokum where he was yesterday and walk another Alpayimama further. So Yuchacham Mamoida, if you did this the first day, is still Ma'arev Baraglav Bisheni. Sorech Lara Baraglav Af Bisheni. The second day you again have to walk there with your feet again. V'yena Yochol Lotzeis Bisheni Chusatchum Ayidei Kini Harishon. You can't walk the second day because you made the Erev the first day. Or Yimnechol Aruvay, or else Yuchacham Sein the Mishnah. If the Erev was eaten up the first day, in the case where you didn't walk there, you just put your pas there. Hamar b'pas v'nechal eruv b'yom rishon liachashakon eruv iyatem moedim liyishen yoytzalav b'sheni ayde oisekniya. Your moedim, you can't walk out there the second day because of the first eruv. His high liar, Reb Lezer kumhad lev komar v'adayafu devrechem beis kedusha sein. This is Reb Lezer's kasha dechomim. Mashma, you're also moedim that are called two different days, two different kedushas. That's why the eruv for the first day doesn't help for the second day. So if Rabbonin, the Teretz says, Rabbonin nisafgalu, for Shabbos for Yom Tov, v'kedusha achas ninu ishtei kedushas, v'yad lihok l'chumram, v'yen yochol arev l'shnei ruchos. You can't make the Erev for two sides. Dil mochad kedushi, maybe it's called one kedusha. And also v'ochol l'chumram, v'necho barishon, if it's eaten up the first day, v'yen Erev l'shnei, you can't make an Erev for the second one. V'al dil mo beis kedusha sein, maybe it's considered beis kedushas. So that's pshan l'chumim. They go l'chumram both ways. You have to have two different eruvs for the 2 days, but you can only use it for one side because maybe it's only one day and you can't change sides in the middle of a Shabbos. So the Gemara, Omrula the Reb Elezer, they told back to Reb Elezer, Iyato Moida, aren't you Moida? Shein Marvin Vitchila B'Yomtiv L'Shabbos. You can't make an eruv on Yomtiv for Shabbos. It is a Kasha and Reb Elezer Shita. Reb Elezer holds that Shabbos and Yomtiv are called two different Kedushas. So if you put your Erev down on Thursday afternoon for Friday, you have to again put the Erev again Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So the Chur, you're doing a Ma'is Achana. You're preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You're walking there Friday afternoon. You're walking outside to put your Challah down again. Chur Zakasha Yata Moida Shein Marvin Betchila MiYom Tov LeShabbos. You're not allowed to do a Ma'is Erev on Yom Tov to help for Shabbos. Omalehen Avol Yitaka, right, it's true. You're not supposed to do it. How was the Erev Chal the second day? Elamai, you're also Moida, it's like one Kedusha, and you don't even need a second Erev. So there's a Kasha to Reb Elezer. If you hold your Shit to visit the Mamish 2 different days, and you need 2 different Erevs, how could you put the Erev Friday afternoon down the Tzarech Shabbos? Reb Elezer Teretz is, Hosem Mishum Hachona. Reb Elezer's Moida, there is an Isra of Hachona. Let's see Rashi. Iyata Moid Yishen Marvim Etchilum Yomtiv L'Shabbos. Im Loi Erev Bein Hashmoshes Erev Yomtiv. If you didn't put the Erev down on Thursday night, an Erev Yomtiv for Friday for Shabbos, V'utzmach Losa is for Shabbos, and you have to go out now on Shabbos itself, Iyata Moid, aren't you Moid to me, Shein Yochol Erev Mi Yomtiv L'Shabbos. You can't put the Erev down with Chila on Yomtiv for Shabbos. Alma Kedusha Sachasi. It's called one Kedusha. Rehu ki yom echad shen yochol arav b'chatzi yom im lo iru ben hashmoshes. Whereas the kasher is mashmitz muskim even kontra bleza mitchila on the first day Friday Yom Tov, you're not allowed to make a new erev now for Shabbos. That's the din. Even according to Reb Elezer, when you want to make the 2 different erevs, you have to put them both down before Yom Tov. That means Thursday afternoon you put down one erev for Friday and you put down the other side another erev for Shabbos. But if you didn't put another Erev down for Shabbos on Friday, on Yom Tov itself, you're not supposed to put the Erev down Metchila for Shabbos. So the Havamina is, why not? It's a right to the Rabbonin. That's considered one Kedusha, Yom Tov and Shabbos. Therefore, in the middle of Shabbos, you can't put an Erev to walk outside the Tchum. Every day, the Keni has to be the beginning of the day, Bein HaShemoshes. So that's why, when can you put the Erev down? Only Thursday night, when it's the beginning of the Yom Tov and Shabbos. But in the middle, you can't put the Erev down. So it's a Kasha and Reb Elezer. And for Reb Elezer's name, Hosam Mishum Hachona. I tell you, there's a new Issa there. There's a Maisa Hachona that's Osir. It's on Friday, on Yom Tov, even though tomorrow Shabbos is a new Kedusha, and it needs its own Erev, but there's an Issa Metchila to put the Erev down on Friday for Shabbos. To Nisa Hachona. Yom Tov is not allowed to be Mechin for Shabbos. So the kasher is, we are making when Friday, Yom Tov comes out on Friday, we're making on Friday for Shabbos. The pshat is, we make it a Rubit Tavshilin. an Erev Tavshilin is not you to do Sorche Shabbos on Yom Tov. So Tosafot speaks out that the Ike Heter Veruve Tavshilin is with the Svar of Hoyl. Like, what are we doing usually Friday? We're cooking Friday for Shabbos. You're not allowed to be making on Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but there's a Svar of Hoyl. Midiraisa Hoyl means whatever you're cooking now on Friday, even though your Kavanah is really for tomorrow Shabbos, there's a Svar of Hoyl. Maybe an Oni, maybe somebody will come into your house today that has to eat it today. So anytime you cook on Yom Tov is always called, you're cooking for Yom Tov. That's the Svar Midiraisa why it's Mutter. I, Midirabon, though it's still Osir. Midirabon was Samechan Arube Tavshilin. We put an Erev Tavshilin. That's Matthew to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But from Eruvei Tchumim, to do a mice of putting down an Eruv, putting down two lechems on Friday Yom Tov for Tzorech Shabbos, there it doesn't pass any Svar of Hoyl. Everybody knows Klo, what are you putting down your lechem for? Only for tomorrow for Shabbos. So there's an Issa Hachonah. So merely you're not allowed to put down on Yom Tov an Eruvei Tchumim for tomorrow for Shabbos. So Rabbi Lez is also moided to this sister. There's an Issa Hachonah. That's why even though we hold Friday Yom Tov and Shabbos are called two different kedushas, and the taka needs two different mice erivs, but you have to put down the two erivs before Yom Tov. Hey, Thursday afternoon, you have to go to the Mizrach side and put down one eriv for Yom Tov, and you have to go to Marav's side and put down another eriv for Shabbos. So you're not doing any hachana on Yom Tov. But to do it mitchila on Yom Tov, it's also for shomenisa hachana. You can't prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. His cooking is mutter, because midirais you have a svar of hoyl. I'm midirabonin, you have an eruv b'tavshilim. The vice versa, Eruv Tavshilim does not help to do a Ma'is Ha'achon of an Eruv Tchumim. So that's why Rebbe Lez is moided to this Issa. Rebbe Lez, Ohosam Mishum Ha'achon, there's Nisa of Ha'achon. Rashi Bar Rashi, Mishum Ha'achon, Shemeichem Miyom Tev L'Shabbos, V'loi Mishum Taim L'Dechad Yoyim Hu. Not the Pshat Rebbe Lez old is called one day. Rebbe Lez old is called two different days. But the reason why Metchili shouldn't put the Erev down on Friday for Shabbos, of course it can't be making on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Tana Rabbon. So now we're going to bring Raya to these Yisoidis. Do we hold it's called two different days, or is it called like one Kedusha? Tana Rabbon. Erev Baraglev B'Yom Rishon. If somebody made an Erev Baraglev B'Yom Rishon, that means he walked there on Thursday night, Ben Ashmoshes, he was there outside by the Tchum, is Mara Baraglev B'Yom Sheni. The second day, Poshna means on Friday, he has to walk outside there again to make his Erev again on Friday for Shabbos. Nechal Aruve B'Yom Rishon, let's say the Erev was eaten up the first day, and the Jew put it there Thursday, so it should be Chal for Friday, for Yom Tov, and it came down Friday, so it was eaten up. So what? En Yotzi Olav B'Yom Sheni. You can't walk out, you can't use this Erev B'Yom Sheni, Divrei Rebbe, as I help Rebbe. There is this called like two different Kedushas, and if you don't have the Erev for the second day, you can't walk out the second day. Instead, he blinds like the people in his city. This is Rebbe Shita. This is the first time we have such a Shita. Rebbe holds the Torah as Vadai. It's called two different Kedushas. So here, if you had an Erev for Friday. So Friday, you had the Erev outside Alpayim Mama the Mizrach. You were Taka Koine Shvisa over there in Mizrach Alpayim Mama. The Erev got eaten up on Friday. When it comes the next day, Shabbos, it's called a new Kedusha by itself. For Shabbos, you have no Erev at all. So where are you going to Shvisa? In your house. So on Shabbos, you have a Payamama from your house. That's Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Vadai is called two different days. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda says, no. Yishno Hareze Choma Gomel. Rebbe Yehuda is Mesupik. Is it called two Kedushas or one Kedusha? You put the Erev